It's deeply connected because the Ottomans in the Muslim tradition are willing to tolerate Christians and Jews, albeit under a number of civic disabilities. More taxation, certain limitations on the roles they can play, certain limitations on the building of centres of worship, etc. So the Ottomans simply welcomed the Jews at the expulsion of 1492. They simply welcomed them. Throughout the Mediterranean world, throughout the Ottoman world, they simply totally welcomed them. And indeed, until very recently, these were massive, massive centres of Jewish settlement with flourishing communities, of course. Large areas of them were destroyed in the Holocaust, the Jews of Greece, some Jews of parts of the Balkans. And of course, after 48, with the expulsion of Jews from North Africa and from Arab countries again, some of them obviously had to leave, and a lot of them came to Israel or to America or to other places. But that was a real coup of bring the Jews in to fructify trade, to enliven communities, to contribute to the well-being of an empire that is defined as a Muslim empire, but also one that tolerates the people of the book, Ahl al-Kitab, the Jews and Muslims.